I was strolling along the boulevard when I was taken by surprise. There was this foxy young lady with a smile on her face and a pair of gorgeous eyes. Well, I was eager to make her acquaintance, but I knew she wouldn't fall for a line. So I strutted on up to where she sat in the park and said, you wanna go boogie sometime? She said, like, when do you wanna go paint the town? I said, any old time is alright. This is Monday afternoon, so how about Monday night? She said, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is cool. Maybe even Sunday if you take me to Sunday school. But I'm all booked up on Monday night, I'm just not free to roam. I've got a date with my family for family home evening. And man, I gotta stay at, man, I gotta stay at, man, I gotta stay at home. Monday night girl, she was a Monday night girl. I said a Monday night girl. Out of this world, Monday. I didn't quite know what she was talking about, but my interest was beginning to climb. A very puzzled look appeared on the face of this boy from Anaheim. Well, then she said, I guess that you're not a member. And I replied, I'm not a member of what? She said, I know you don't know nothing about the Mormon church, and we've got to get you out of your rut. And so she took me to her family home evening, and I have to say that I was impressed. She showed me several things about the gospel of life, and I wanted her to show me the rest. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I studied and she taught me. One Saturday night I was dressed in white, and the elders finally got me. Now we're both booked up on Monday night. She's got a diamond ring for me. And when I get home, we're gonna hit the temple to plan Monday night eternally. Monday night girl, she was a Monday night girl. I said a Monday night girl. Out of this world, Monday night girl.